أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا، ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت، فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين، وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير. إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور، تكاد تميز من الغيظ، كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به، إنه عليم بذات الصدور. ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور، أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا، فستعلمون كيف نذير. ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير. أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض، ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن، إنه بكل شيء بصير. أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن، إن الكافرون إلا في غرور. أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه، بل لجوا في عتو ونفور. أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين. فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون. قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا، فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا، فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. صدق الله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. أم يقولون افتراه بل هو الحق من ربك لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير من قبلك لعلهم يهتدون. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع أفلا تتذكرون. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم كان مقداره ألف سنة مما تعدون. ذلك عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الرحيم. الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين ثم جعل نسله من سلالة من ماء مهين ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. وقالوا أإذا ضللنا في الأرض أإنا لفي خلق جديد بل هم بلقاء ربهم كافرون. قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هداها ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين. فذوقوا بما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا إنا نسيناكم وذوقوا عذاب الخلد بما كنتم تعملون. إنما يؤمن بآياتنا الذين إذا ذكروا بها خروا سجدا وسبحوا بحمد ربهم وهم لا يستكبرون. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون. أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون. وأما الذين فسقوا فمأواهم النار كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وقيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون. ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه ثم أعرض عنها إنا من المجرمين منتقمون. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مرية من لقائه وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل. وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون. إن ربك هو يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. أولم يهد لهم كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك لآيات أفلا يسمعون.
أولم يروا أنا نسوق الماء إلى الأرض الجرز فنخرج به زرعا تأكل منه أنعامهم وأنفسهم أفلا يبصرون ويقولون متى هذا الفتح إن كنتم صادقين قل يوم الفتح لا ينفع الذين كفروا إيمانهم ولا هم ينظرون فأعرض عنهم وانتظر إنهم منتظرون. صدق الله.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. علماء الكرام, most respected elders and brothers and our sisters listening over receivers. Last we had covered the Ash'ar, the poetry of Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majlub Rahmatullah Ali, which in fact is not merely poetry, but it is a bayan, it is an admonition in itself. And in that poetry he mentioned, ke tujhko ghafil fikre uqba kuch nahi, kaan do ka aishe dunya kuch nahi, zindagi chand roza kuch nahi iska bharosa kuch nahi, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Just to recap, he says that addressing us and each and every one of us should consider ourselves as such. He says, O ghafil, O heedless one, you have got no fikr, you have got no concern for akhirat. We've got concern for so many things if we look at our lives. But if there's one concern we don't have, it's the concern of akhirat. Because if a person had concern for akhirat, then his life would be very, very different. He would be leading his life in a very, very different way. He said, do not be deceived. Do not be beguiled by the life of this dunya, because the life of this dunya is merely a few days. A person is born, and after a few days, he is gone. In fact, in Hazrat Rahmatullah, he says that if a person doesn't want to think about death, then he should think about the reality of life, that life is so temporary. He says, kuch nahi iska bharosa, kuch nahi, that this life, you cannot place any trust in this life. It is not a faithful, a loyal partner. So moving on, Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majlub Rahmatullah Ali mentions the following ash'ar, and it ties up to the month of Ramadan and now us moving forward into the next month. He says, Nassur shaitan hai khanjar dar baghal, war hone ko hai ae ghafil sambhal, a na jaye deen o iman mein khalal, baz aha baz aae bad amal. Ek dir marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. He says this nafs and shaitan are like swords underneath the armpit of a person. In other words, nafs and shaitan are waiting for an opportunity to attack. They are our enemies and they are waiting for an opportunity to destroy our iman, to destroy our deen. So he says, oh heedless person, beware, be on guard. Be very, very cautious. Do not allow any khalal, any weakness, any deficiency to come in your deen and in your iman. Be very, very cautious. Be very careful. So we look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He granted us this Mubarak month of Ramadan, in which these two enemies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us an opportunity to prepare ourselves to combat these two enemies. By shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chained him up. So shaitan is under control. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this opportunity to fast, in which we develop the quality of self-restraint. We have been given a training to restrain our nafs, to restrain our egos. So now that we have got this capability to restrain ourselves, now we need to continue. We need to maintain a control of our nafs. And as far as shaitan is concerned, then shaitan, Hazrat Rahmatullah has written a whole kitab combating the whisperings of shaitan. So in there he mentions, he says that shaitan will try to tempt a person. He will put temptations before a person. If you look at the malaika, they do not have the capability of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So temptation, there is no temptation for them. But this insan, he can be easily tempted and he can be easily pulled away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, when insan shatters his evil desires, and he does not give in to temptation. He reaches very, very high maqamat, very, very high stages. So therefore a person should not be afraid when these evil thoughts, when shaitan whispers these evil thoughts in a person's mind. A person must not become afraid. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says that a person's mind is like the national highway. Like how you have a highway, you have different cars traveling on that highway. You have buses, you have trucks, you have donkeys, you have horses and carts, especially if you go to India. And sometimes you'll find, even in South Africa, you'll find a truck load of pigs. In the truck, you have a whole lot of pigs in the truck. Now a person, when he's driving, now when he comes across this vehicle, a person with iman, a Muslim, he will detest it. If he's driving, he'll say, yeah, we need to overtake, we need to move quickly past this vehicle. He does not sit there and start admiring that scene. He tries to get past as fast as possible. So in the same way, our minds are like national highways. Shaitan will put funny, evil thoughts in the mind. So a person should not be concerned, he should allow these thoughts to pass by. But as Hazrat Rahmatullah said, we should not lay the dastarkhan for these evil thoughts. In other words, when these evil thoughts come in the mind, we should not entertain them. We should not start fantasizing and start, you know, going into these evil desires. Allow it to pass, ignore it. النفس لا تتوجه إلى شيئين في آن واحد. A person cannot focus on two things at one time. So when these evil thoughts come in a person's mind, put your mind onto something else. Do something constructive, even if it means doing something which is not necessarily ibadat, but something permissible, something constructive. Do some carpentry, some tiling. A person who's studying engineering, so he can take out some engineering books, continue reading. A person studying medicine, take out some books and continue reading on medicine. There's nothing wrong with this. But do not allow these evil thoughts and do not entertain these evil thoughts. In fact, these evil thoughts that come in the mind and these temptations that come in a person's heart, this sometimes is the food to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Rahmatullah gives another beautiful example of biryani. He said that when a person is making the deg of biryani, so there he's got wood and coal underneath. So that wood and coal is included in the price of the biryani when a person is ordering biryani. So in the price of the biryani, the wood and coal is also included. So there, the wood and coal is burnt. So that wood and coal is burnt, and with the burning of that wood and coal, the biryani has that wonderful flavor. So in the same way, when these evil desires and thoughts come in the mind, we should burn it in the furnace of taqwa, in the furnace of the mahabbat and marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we'll experience that flavor and that mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person bries his heart in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have heard this example from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, that when a person has a bride, then what happens? You find that aroma of that bride, it spreads far and wide, and people who are walking past, they become attracted to this aroma and this fragrance. So in the same way, a person who bries his heart in the mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when these evil desires, these temptations, these thoughts come in a person's mind, then he burns it in the furnace of the mahabbat and the marifat of Allah. He allows his heart to be shattered into smithereens, but he does not displease his Allah. So then we find that this heart then gives off a kind of aroma, and because of this we find that people are attracted to this person. And we see it with our Ahlullah, with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and with our Kabirin. People, they were sitting in one corner, one small little town, but people were attracted from far different parts of the world. And this was because they bribed their hearts in the mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we should always keep in mind that nafs and shaitan, they are enemies. We should not allow them to beguile us and deceive us. And shaitan will put different temptations, but they always keep in mind that two words, Hazrat Rahmatullah used to always say, that what if, when shaitan says, just commit this sin, you know, you will not get an opportunity again. All this beautiful woman that's walking past, especially for our youngsters, look now, all your friends are looking, you're going to lose out. So at that time, just tell yourself, ask yourself this one question, what if right at this moment, the angel of death has to strike and remove my soul, and if I have to pass away in this condition? What if in this condition, when I'm going on this filthy porn site, if the angel of death has to strike, and this phone falls on my chest, and my parents walk in the room, what embarrassment, what shame, what humiliation? So a person asks himself this question, that what if the angel of death strikes at this moment, what humiliation it will be. Then this will become the brakes, that will be a means for him restraining himself from committing guna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to keep in mind that life is very, very short, and to always prepare for our death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must keep us far, far away from his disobedience and give us those hearts that he had granted to the Ahlullah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tonight we discuss, inshallah, a very famous Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I think every believer knows this Sahabi very well. And this was because of a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This star of the galaxy of the Sahaba we discussed today, inshallah, is Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. And why I mention he is so famous, because of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was an occasion when Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala had accepted Islam, but his mother was still a non-Muslim. He tried, made several attempts fighting her towards Islam, but each time she refused. And one morning he invites her, and she uses some very blasphemous, she makes some very blasphemous statements against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu could not bear it any longer. So he comes running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cries. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I invited my mother towards Islam, believing on Allah, following you and believing you as Rasulullah. But she used some very sarcastic words and she denigrated you, and I cannot take it. And he begins to cry. He says, Ya Rasul, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses my mother with iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts his hand, raises his hand, makes dua that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, his mother, must accept Islam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu goes back home. As he reaches his house, he knocks on the door, almost about to enter, when his mother shouts from inside, and he could hear the water that was gushing in the house. She had been taking a bath. So she said, wait. So after she finished her ghusl, then he was given permission. As he entered, she says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. She embraced Islam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu began to cry. This cry now was out of happiness. First time he was crying because he was upset. Now he is rejoicing. He runs back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, my mother has declared the Shahada. Obviously this brought joy to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he says, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me and my mother. So Nabi sallallahu makes dua for them, and he says, May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and your mother beloved in the eyes of the ummah, of the entire ummah. May all the believing men and women love you and your mother. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Allah's qasam, after that whoever heard of me or saw me just naturally began to love me. And today, although we haven't seen Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, but we just take his name and some type of inward love for Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. It was not his real name. In the time of Jahiliyyah, his name was Abdul Shams, the servant of the sun. When he accepted Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed his name from Abdul Shams to Abdullah, servant of Allah. We find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed many Sahaba's name when they had accepted Islam. Somebody was Abdul Shams, somebody was something else. So he, because these were not good names, in there was some shirk, so he changed the names Abdullah, Abdul Rahman. Sometimes even a agnomen or a nickname of a person is not a good one, so Nabi Kareem sallam would change it. There are chapters in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he showed us to use a better word which still gives the same meaning that we require, But he said, this is the more appropriate word. Instead of using that word, use this word. Nevertheless, he is given the name Abdullah. But his nickname is Abu Huraira, father of kittens, or Aba Hir, or Abu Hir, father of the kitten. He loved cats. One day, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes out of the masjid and he sees in the sleeve of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, a little kitten. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remarked, Ya Aba Hir, O father of kitten. So from that day, he was known amongst the Sahaba as Abu Huraira or Abu Hir. Now Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not use this word to mock him, but to show his love. Many Sahaba like this, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would give them a nickname out of muhabbat and love. When Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala has some little bit of argument with his wife, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. So he's a bit upset, he leaves home, he goes to the masjid, sleeping on the masjid there, sand. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears of this. That his daughter and son-in-law, some small argument took place. Of course, they love one another, but this is common. I mean, human beings. Nabi son goes to the masjid. He finds Sayyidina Ali sleeping there. So he shakes him up, wakes him. As he wakes up, there's some sand particles on his face. So he said, Qum Abba Turab. Abba Turab, Turab means sand. O father of sand, stand up. Out of love and muhabbat. Like this, they were young Sahaba. Anas radiallahu ta'ala's brother had a little bird. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit them and always play with this little with youngster. And he knew that he loved this little bird a lot. So once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to the house and he finds that his bird had died. And this little youngster was very sad. So to make him happy, Ya Aba Umair, Ma fa'ala Nughair. Nughair is a little bird. Joking with him, what happened to your bird? All this comes under the chapter of Babu Mizahi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would jest and joke and be light-hearted with the Sahaba. Obviously the joking was not like our joking. We use rude and vulgar language. Whatever he joked also was the truth. Like one lady comes, elderly woman, we are digressing, but I think this is important. We need to understand these few important things. One elderly woman comes, Ya Rasul, make dua at Jannat. He says, oh, Jannat, no old ladies will enter Jannat. So she began to cry. Oh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, why are you crying? He said, no, you said, I won't go to Jannat. He said, no, old ladies will go to Jannat, meaning that in Jannat we'll all be of the same age. Nobody will be old in Jannat. Everybody will be young, 33 years old. So no old ladies will be in Jannat, meaning you'll be young when you enter Jannat. So like this, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu was given this nickname. He came from the Daws tribe. So he's known as Abu Huraira al-Dawsi. Now that tribe, there was a person by the name of Tufail bin Amr. He was a poet, he was an adi, very eloquent in Arabic. And he had actually stuffed cotton wool in his ears when he came to Makkah. Because the people warned him. They said, don't listen to that man Muhammad. He's creating disunity amongst us. So he actually stuffed cotton wool, lest the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam penetrate into his ears. And whilst making the tawaf of the Kaaba, he saw Nabi Kareem also making performing salat. So he says to himself that, let me go closer and let me listen to what the man is saying, because I am an adib, I'm eloquent, I'm a poet, I'm very good in Arabic. So if whatever he's saying makes sense, if it's the truth, I'll accept it. And if it is not, then I can always refute his teachings. He goes and he only hears a few surahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recitation. Small surahs. Nabi Kareem terminates his salat and is proceeding to his house. This Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi follows him. When he comes, he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me, what are you preaching? Who are you? What are you? What are you preaching? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him da'wat in simple words. And immediately he is affected and he embraces Islam. He is taught the basic tenets of deen and then he is told to go back to his people. He says, Ya Rasul, I will go and invite them to deen. And Muslim said, no problem, go. When he goes, he tries desperately, begs the people, invites them, only his father, mother, wife, and Abu Huraira accepted Islam. Four people only, in the beginning. So Abu Huraira was from his tribe. The rest of the people refused. So he also came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, inna daus abat. That my tribe, those, they refuse to accept deen. What must I do? So Nabi suddenly raised his hands. So Fil bin Amr al-Dawsi watched Nabi Kareem raising his hands so high, he says, I could see the whiteness of his armpit on that day. Then he said, oh, I made a mistake. Now Nabi is going to curse my people. And he said, suddenly he heard, Allahumma hdi dawsan, Allahumma hdi dawsan. Oh Allah, guide the Daws tribe. Oh Allah, guide them. Give them hidayat. He said, Nabi Kareem hardly finished the dua. I go back to my tribe. On that particular day, 80 families embrace Islam. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala come from this tribe of those. He had such muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sahabi had love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there were some who would adhere to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Day and night just want to be with him. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he left all his dunya totally. And he just stuck to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was amongst the Ashabu Sufa then, because the Ashabu Sufa had no food, nothing. Whatever shelter, whatever food Nabi Kareem some gave them, that's what they would accept. Sometimes, maybe some got a handful of dates, and that was the day's meal. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he wanted to learn from the fountain of Rasulullah. Day and night, listening very attentively. And the remarkable thing is that he only spends 4 years with Rasulullah. Because he embraced Islam just before Khaybar, the 7th year after the Hijrat. And 11th year Nabiya Kareem leaves this world. So 4 years only. Now in 4 years, it is remarkable what achievements Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu makes. The amount of ahadith he quotes, he narrates 5,374 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There wasn't any other sahabi who by memory narrated so many ahadith like that of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Some people later on began to see, how is Abu Huraira mentioning, narrating so many ahadith? How is it possible? So many. And Abu Huraira yukthiru riwayah. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu became upset. And then he said, you see my muhajirin brothers, they had businesses and shops. So they were busy the whole day in the souq and the marketplace. My ansar brothers, they had farms, they were farmers. They were busy in their farms. And Abu Huraira, myself, I used to cling unto Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever food he would give me, I would eat. He says, days would go by and Abu Huraira would have hardly anything to eat. To such an extent that he said, I would collapse, fall down, because of the spasms of hunger. No food to eat, absolutely hungry. People would go past me and think that I have become insane. And they would place their leg on my neck to see if I got epilepsy or I'm insane. They would try to cure me. He says, there were occasions in my life when I was so hungry, I was starving. No food to eat, nothing, not even on khajur. He says, I made a plan. I thought I can see Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala walking, coming towards me. Let me go ask him a masala, a question regarding some ayat. He says, I knew the answer very well. Just to make an excuse, perhaps he look at my condition, he might even call me to his house. So he does so. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala did not really notice Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala being so hungry. He asked him a question and he was so busy, so he gives him the answer and he carries on. So he wasn't successful. Suddenly he says, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, I'm coming. He said, maybe Umar will take me. Umar, I got a question to ask you. This particular ayat, Umar radiallahu ta'ala gives him the answer. Another question. Gives him all the answers, Umar radiallahu ta'ala carries on. Now he's sitting without any food. Suddenly Nabi says, come and smiled at him. Abu Huraira, come here. He said, I've got a bowl of milk somebody sent for me as hadiyah, gift. He says, now take this bowl of milk and will pass it on to all the people of Sufa. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu thinks to himself, this milk, I'm most deserving of it. I've got no food. Nabi Akareem should tell me to drink it. I must give it to the people of Sufa, so many of them. By the time they're going to finish the milk, I'll have nothing to drink. He said, nevertheless, it was the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam command, I go there. I pass it on to each one, thinking that kalas, nothing for me. He says, all of them drink the milk. There's still milk in that container. So I give it on to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pass it on to him. He said, no, Abu Huraira, drink, ishrab. So I drink. I drink to my full. And I pass it back to him. He says, no, he smiles. But the basama Rasulullah, he says, maybe some smiles, Aba here, ishrab, drink some more. He said, drank second time. Again I pass the container back. Abu Huraira, drink. He said, third time I drank until I said, Ya Rasulullah, I take qasam in Allah, I got no place in my stomach. I'm too full now. Then Nabi Kareem drank the milk himself. This was his mu'jiza. But the point here that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala would sit in the company of Rasulullah and listen very attentively. Once he comes to Rasulullah, I have a weak memory. Can memorize very well. So the various narration, but there's one narration, Nabi Kareem tells him, okay, sit down here. He spreads his shawl down. The Nabi Kareem starts mentioning a hadith. And then he takes the shawl and says, Abu Huraira, gather it and place it on your chest. And Nabi had made a special dua that Abu Huraira must not forget any hadith that he hears from me. From that time till Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu lived, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gave him such a sound memory that he'll just listen to the hadith once and he'll be able to pass it on and transmit it to others. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one occasion gave him some dates. He gave him a bag full of dates, small little bag, and he tells him, Abu Huraira, whenever you're hungry, do not look inside and count those dates, just put your hand in and eat. Don't look inside. Don't count the dates. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that I used to take those dates from there and I used to eat. He says such a long period of time elapsed and I never counted those dates. Small bag, barakat of Rasulullah's dua, each time whenever I'm hungry and opening and eating. He said the day Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala was assassinated, he became shaheed. That's the day this bag suddenly disappeared. I used to tie it around my hip, around my waist. Suddenly it disappeared. He says, the Sahaba had one gham, one hum. One bala came on their head on that day. And that is the demise and the shahadat of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. He said, I had two hums. One is Sayyidina Uthman passed away and also this khajur bag, suddenly it disappeared. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala gave him a very sound memory. And once his love for hadith, his love for ilm knowledge, he comes running to Sahaba. He says, what are you doing here in the bazaar? The sweetmeats being distributed in the masjid. So Sahaba run. Come to the masjid. He says, no sweetmeats, no mithai. What are you talking about? He says, can't you see the knowledge of Rasulullah s.a.w. being distributed? Hadith is being passed on. This is the sweetmeat I'm talking about. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to make a lot of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person says, when Tabi'i says, I was a guest of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's family. He says, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, his wife and his servant, three people would spend the night and divide the night into three parts. So, one third Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu will make ibadat, then he'll go sleep, then his wife will wake up, then she'll sleep. For the second third she'll make ibadat. And the last part, the khadim, or either way around. In other words, in his house the entire night some person is awake making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not talking about Ramadan. It's talking about normal days. And we have heard many times that he used to read 12,000 tasbih every single day. 12,000 tasbih. With all the other work they had and the knowledge they would impart, But they had so much of time because they were focused. They knew what Allah was a maqsood, Allah was a matlub. There's so many other things, we don't have time. I just mentioned this, that after the remise of Rasulullah SAW, whenever he would impart hadith of Rasulullah SAW, he would just say, حَدَّثَنِي خَلِيلِي أَبُو الْقَاسِمْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. His body will shake, will shiver. You see, my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated, mentioned to me, and suddenly he'll break down in tears and he'll cry. He will cry. Sometimes he could not go forward. This was the love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that type of love. As he's passing away, he was very ill before he passed away. Somebody asked him, why are you crying? So he replies, I'm not crying because of your people's dunya that I have to leave behind, no. He had no dunya in his life. He says, I'm crying because his onward journey is a very long journey. The journey to akhirat is long. And I've got very little provisions. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says. He says, I've got very little provision, meaning I don't have much a'mal. I've reached the top of the mountain. Now I'm going to go down the valley. I don't know which way I'm going to go, towards Jannat or Jahannam. This was his worry. فَلَا أَدْرِي أَيُّهُمَا يُوْخَذُ بِي. I don't know which way I'm going to be taken. Jannat or Jahannam. And he passed away and he had made dua. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqaak. Oh Allah, I love to meet you. فَأَحِبَّ لِقَائِي. Oh Allah, you also love to meet me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the real love of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Again, I'm mentioning, read the biographies of the Sahaba. There are so many, so many, so many. Each time we read, we will feel their love coming to our hearts. We want to be like them. We will feel that they are part of our own family. Inshallah, if we have love for them, and of course, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll be raised with them in the day of Qiyamah. They had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had seen every movement of him, every action of Rasulullah sallam. They recorded it, they practiced it, they brought it into their lives, even the women folk, their children. And that is how we have got this deen that has reached us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, we'll make a short dua. Many brothers are tired also. This is the last night we have. So we'll make some dua, inshallah, then make individual ibadat. Tahajjud, you can engage in some nafil salah. Finish and try and finish our khatam of the Quran and Majid. If we haven't completed it yet, we still got some time right till tomorrow, Maghrib time. Try and finish our khatam as much as possible. And if we finish, inshallah, the next khatam, inshallah, at least the barakat of Ramadan, Allah will make it easy to get sawab also. Wa akhiratu alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu, laka shukr kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين أسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين واجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. Oh my most beloved Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Help us to live a pious, righteous life, Ya Allah. Like the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een. Like our beloved Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, do not make us follow the footsteps of shaitan. Do not make us become victims of our nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah help us to become strong, Ya Allah. Give us the courage, Ya Allah, to shun all evil, Ya Allah. Give us a pure, clean heart. A heart that is free from all shirk, kufr, nifaq, from bid'at, from malice, from pride, from enmity, from jealousy. Ya Allah, give us a qalbi saleem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us saduqul lisan. Make us speak the truth, Ya Allah. Make us be honest, upright, Ya Allah. Help us when we deal with our fellow brothers, Ya Allah. Make us good, have good mu'amalat, mu'asharat, good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us love the Sahaba Ikram with one Allah Ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Make the ishq of Rasulullah SAW come into our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya ishq, Ya love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amali nubalighuna hubbak. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka habba ilina min kulli shay, min anfusina wa ahlina wa min al-ma'i barid. Allahumma jannibna al-fawahisha ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Ya Allah, remove evil from our lives. Take it far away, distant away, Ya Allah. Do not bring fawahish, immodesty, indecency, and immoral acts and all haram things near us, Ya Allah. Make us eat halal, Ya Allah. Make us eat only halal. Give us halal earnings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us appreciate the halal wives you have given us, Ya Allah. Do not make us go towards haram and prostitutes and all filth, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, those brothers and sisters of ours, Ya Allah, who are looking for a good, suitable partner, Ya Allah, find them suitable partners, Ya Allah, so they can make halal nikah, Ya Allah. Make them have chaste and pure lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide our youngsters, Ya Allah. Guide all of us, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, those who are married, Ya Allah, have no children, Ya Allah, grant them good, pious children, Ya Allah. Will become the coolness of the eyes. Ya Allah, and those who are married and have children, Ya Allah, make the children have good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Make them be pious, Ya Allah, righteous. Make them be the coolness of the eyes. Do not make them do evil. Do not make the children make their parents' lives a misery in this world, Ya Allah. Make it be such that the children become a means of the najat in the akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal, rosy. Give us plentiful, Ya Allah. Make it be easy for us. Ya Allah, fulfill all our necessities, all our hajat, whatever we require, Ya Allah. Whether it is a dunyawi hajat, a worldly need, or it is an ukhrawi hajat, whether it is something regarding the akhirat, Ya Allah. You make it be easy for us to acquire and attain, Ya Allah. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها والله do not deprive us after the month of Ramadan of making tilawat of the Quran Majid Ya Allah and making your dhikr and telling durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ya Allah do not make this iman become decrease in us Ya Allah increase our iman give us its istiqamat ala taqwa and iman Ya Allah Oh, may Allah, do not deprive us of your munajat at the time of tahajjud, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wake us up for tahajjud salat every day in our life. Make us enjoy, Ya Allah, this conversation, Ya Allah, with you, this munajat with you, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah answer all our du'as and supplications, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, may Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us completely, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in sins, may Allah. Oh my Allah, you are so kind to us, Ya Allah. You are so loving, Ya Allah. You are so kareem, you are so raheem, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you are so beautiful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody greater than you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have done so much for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have not appreciated all those bounties, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our wives and children, our parents, Ya Allah. Our elderly ones, our young ones, our neighbors, our relatives, Ya Allah. Our students, our mashayikh, our satis, our teachers. Oh, my Allah, there are doctors sitting here tonight, Ya Allah. They are teachers, Ya Allah. Different profession, Ya Allah. They are businessmen, Ya Allah. They are young school students, Ya Allah. They are pupils, Ya Allah. They are ulama, they are mashayikh, Ya Allah. They are hufaz. There are so many brothers, Ya Allah, who have come again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they know it is not an odd night tonight. But they know whether it's odd or even. You are the only Allah who is going to answer their du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you can see how desperate we are, Ya, Ya Allah. Through your fazal, your kindness, we have come tonight, may Allah, now. Ya Allah, we do not know whether we are going to get another tawfiq of making another program and having another dua, ijtimai dua like this, may Allah. Ya Allah, your special madad comes when people are collectively making dua and somebody says, Ameen. Oh, may Allah, we have raised our hands, Ya Allah, with hope in you, may Allah, and your mercy. Do not make us leave this gathering in the condition that we are not forgiven. Do not make us leave this gathering in the condition that we are losers. And we go empty-handed, Ya Allah. It is impossible, impossible, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, a miser in this world also, after some time, he feels embarrassed and gives the beggar something. Ya Allah, you are Kareem. You are Hayyim. Ya Allah, it's not possible that you will send any person empty-handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your noor, Ya Allah. Give us your marifat. Make us realize who you are. Ya Allah, make us treasure and value, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us respect you and show you that you that respect my Allah and obey you, my Allah, and have the love and ishq and marifat of Ya Allah. Guide us now, Ya Allah, guide us. Ya Allah, we are moving astray, my Allah. After guiding us, does not take away this taqwa and iman from us. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, in some parts of the world it is already Eid for them, ya Allah. Give them a happy, joyous Eid, ya Allah. An Eid which is enjoyed ta'at and ta'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, you have been so kind to give us one more day of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we really appreciate this, my Allah. We make shukr for all the bounties you have given us, ya Allah. You have said, la in shakartum la azidannakum. We make shukr, you will increase all the bounties. So many bounties. We make shukr for all the bounties we are aware of. And even those we are unaware of and you have given it to us. We make shukr and show gratitude, ya Allah, for all those things, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if any person is suffering any loss, give him sabr jameel, ya Allah. Any person has lost his possessions, ya Allah, his home or his properties or his wealth or his children or whatever it may be. Make it be easy for them. Give him better replacement, my Allah. Eh, my Allah. Give us mortal iman, shahadat, iman, ya Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.